Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. So much stuff that we have put up with. And I don't know about you. Now, I've had other shows with other topics that I couldn't break from in the last couple of days. If you had not paid attention up until now, when this committee issued letters of investigation against 81 people who have been associated with the president either now or before in the past, you have to be sickened. You have to realize it has gone too far. They're not after any kind of justice. They're after a man that they hate because you elected him. He has done nothing wrong. No, he's no saint. I'm not saying that. I don't agree with some of his stuff. But he has done nothing wrong to deserve an impeachment. They were screaming impeachment before inauguration. We have had enough. Just like the mom, there was a comedian back in the day, a Christian comedian. He said, mom should have these little lights on the back of their head that says, I have had enough. Well, I got inspired this morning. And it's a rough draft. And probably it's not even the way it should be formatted. So some of you out there, maybe Neil, Neil may not agree with my idea here, but I think it's time that the American people wrote a cease and desist letter to Congress. And so that's what I've been working on. And so I'm trying to do it in an honorable way. I thought about actually fashioning it after the Declaration of Independence. And in some respect, I have. But you really understand that it is our duty. We the people. It's not your duty to be a Republican. It's not your duty to be a Libertarian. It's not your duty to be a Democrat. It's your duty to be a citizen of the United States that will stand for freedom and liberty. In the Declaration of Independence, it says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, that's us, we the people, to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. It goes on to say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. You know, that means even those little bitty babies, right? They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers and the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter and to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on which principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, I'm not proposing we go marching just yet, but I am concerned that we are reaching a point of no return as far as our freedoms and our independence here in this United States. So I thought, a cease and desist letter. Will they watch? Will they listen? Will they? Will you sign it with me? Or may I send it to you and you can sign it yourself and we can send them more than five letters of cease and desist? The elected officials get into everything in your lives except taking care of the things that they are actually elected to do according to the Constitution. They are not there to constantly make laws. They are there to legislate should that be necessary. They are not there to make sure everyone has health care. They are there to protect the borders and for national security, to make sure that a currency of a nation is correct and running smoothly, to make sure that spending is not overdone. That's the House's responsibility. And here we have an unsustainable debt that is unsustainable, which is a socialistic thing. It is going to break this nation, the Green New Deal. And that's exactly what it's intended to. I listened to them this week, and they're like in awe and shock and awe, over the fact that it's going to boil down with the health care to a single provider, and that would be the government. Well, that was its intentions all along. They never intended it to work. They intended it to fail. And then, of course, the government will rescue it, and they will be the providers of health care. Of course, you have this health care provider who now is dictating, we have insurances all over the place that are dictating what the doctors can do and what they can't do, how much it's going to cost and how much it's not going to cost. And we have new doctors that are coming in, well, not necessarily new doctors, but doctors who have woke, coming into the scene, and they're saying, we're not going to take insurance anymore, we're just going to charge ourselves. You can file your own insurance. Therefore, they don't stand under the thumb of the insurance company saying, you have to do this, you have to do that. So when will we, the people, lose our patience, as President George Washington said? Why have we remained so silent and so patient that we will not stand for freedom and for liberty and for the Bill of Rights? I mean, good grief. How difficult is it to understand that you have the right to speak out against the government? You have a choice. They don't want you to have a choice unless it's their choice. Don't you think it's time that we, the people, stood up and took our place in this land and put Congress in its place in this land to issue them a cease and desist letter? A legal cease and desist letter that they cannot ignore. Will they ignore it? Can we make it heard across this land that we, the people, as Bob would say, sick and tired of putting up with their thieving ways? Cease and desist, Congress. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we, the people, we're going to stand and we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow that was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, it's been, you know, I always have to chuckle because Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, she made the prediction that if President Donald Trump became president, and I think she had no idea it was going to go where it's gone. Was going to be active, she said. Things will be active. Well, that's putting it very lightly to say active. But I want to try and wake us up because we have sat around for centuries, for decades, let's at least say decades, and we've allowed a Congress to rule over us. Instead of ruling for us. Does that make sense to you? They write bills that are so huge, so large, you can't understand it. And they piggyback things on it. So that they can say, oh, I had to vote for this because that was on it, or I couldn't vote for this because that was on it, and excusing themselves from bad behavior. These things need to end. And, of course, maybe that's something we should put in the cease and desist. I think it's time that we, the people, actually took a stand. We cannot continue to say we are the forgotten Americans if we're not going to make our voices heard. If you're not going to make your voices heard, you deserve socialism. You absolutely deserve to be enslaved. I'm sorry, that seems kind of harsh. Medicare for all? Are you kidding me? What are they talking about? No more planes in the sky? That's not necessary. Well, how is that going to be global? They don't mean a word they say. Not a single word. They just want to infringe upon you. They want to put more restrictions on you. They want to have more control, strangle you with their taxes and their bureaucracy. Now, I am not too happy with President Donald Trump for something that's taking place, and I haven't got it all figured out in my head just yet. But I said long ago, in the convention when he was accepting the nomination for the Republican Party, and Ivanka got up, his daughter, she's a beautiful woman, and she means well, but she's got some socialistic ideas. And here we are, fighting at the border, trying to get national security, trying to get this under control. And they're talking about bringing more in, but legally. No, stop. Think about this. Let's control what we have before we start adding to it again. Even Lou Dobbs went off on it. He said he's going back. He's forgetting the people. He's forgetting those forgotten Americans that voted him in there. Because all these HB1, is that what they call them? That they're wanting to add to these, it's probably a new number now, new name. To add to the legal immigrants. Because we need them. Why do we need them? Why is our education system so poor that we can't educate people? Are we that dumb in the United States of America? I don't think so. Cease and desist. Stop it. Stop infringing on my rights. Stop it. Stop taxing me from bureaucracy. That's without representation. I didn't vote those people into office. Stop it. Stop harassing a president. Stop fighting the vote. The people voted accept it. Now you know why Hillary Clinton asked him, are you going to accept the outcome? I think she knew then she was going to lose. No, she didn't. She thought all along she had it bought and paid for. And she did have it bought and paid for. Which why it is a miracle that President Donald Trump got elected. That doesn't necessarily make him miraculous. That just makes you miraculous. Because you made a statement. And then what did we do? We backpedaled. And we gave the Democrats the majority in the House. And look what they're doing. They give... When you do that, you give the Republicans an excuse to act like the Democrats, which is exactly what they're doing. Voting against the president. Now, I don't care what you think about this Emergency Powers Act or whatever it's called, declaration. I'm upset with the Republicans that are going against the president because Congress and the Democrats have left him no recourse. And they have not put anything against any other president who did this. But this one, oh, all of a sudden we're going to take a stand. And we're going to stand there and we're going to praise the Koch brothers. Because they've done so much good for this country. You know, I've been hurting financially here for a long time. And there was one time somebody sent me an address for the Koch brothers. And I was writing out a letter to ask for a donation or funding. And it was like something was in my throat. And I really didn't know much about the Koch brothers. You know, they're supposed to be all conservative guys, always donating to the Republican Party. But I had this, there was just something. I couldn't finish the letter. I've got it somewhere. I couldn't bring myself to send that letter. And now I know why. I had no clue. But I believe that God was saying, no, that's not the right place. He hasn't showed me the right place yet. I haven't got there. But that wasn't the right place. Actually, he has. It's been you. Beware of the useful idiots. I constantly bring this out because it ought to remind you of exactly. You ought to be able to compare it to what Congress is doing to you. It's not just Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's not just Kamala Harris or Spartacus, or Lizzie. Or Gillibrand, or Nancy Pelosi, or Chuck Schumer. It's not just them. It's Congress. With maybe an exception of a handful. How frustrating it must be for them. You know, we elected this president. And I would say he's kind of an arrogant kind of guy. You know, he's been successful and he knows it. But look at the hits he's taken. And now 81 of his people, associates of some time in his life, are going to be attacked. Already have. The letters have already gone out, I do believe. My advice to them is burn it. Burn the letter. Come get my cease and desist letter. Burn the letter from Congress. Be in contempt of them. Doggone it. What have they done? What right do they have to do that to these 81 people? They're digging for dirt. They're going to go after the president and all his tax returns. Well, let's go after Congress and all their tax returns. Let's find out where that slush fund is going. We know where it came from. Your hard-earned dollars. Isn't it time you took a stand for yourself? Stand up for yourself. Quit letting the bullies hit you. It's just ridiculous what we put up with. It's time the American people said, cease and desist. Congress, no more. We will take it no more. Beware of the useful idiots. That's you and me. We're the ones buying this stuff. Health care. Medicare for all. So you can control the people. Poverty. They love poverty because you'll vote for them then. And they can get you on there. Just hang on to it. You got to have them. You need them. No, they need us. When are you going to realize that? We're going into a break. You're probably thinking, back, cease and desist, cease and desist. But I'm telling you what, that was... What is the saying? The straw that broke the camel's back. 81 people. 877-895-5410. What if you were one of those 81? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had trouble with my computer, as usual. I wanted to, before I bring you my cease and desist letter, which was actually supposed to be the monologue, but I kind of got inspired there for a little bit. Has it upset you at all that Nadler came out with this 81 letters, this committee that will not stop? See, they know that the Mueller investigation cannot continue forever, although that is why he hasn't issued his report yet, because they don't have anything. They don't have anything, so they're going to go after some more. We have other investigations, they said just a few months ago. There's no big deal here. We've got more investigating to do. They're going to go after the president's tax returns from who knows how far back. Anyone he's ever done business with. They're going to go after him. Now, have you in your life ever had anything that didn't go quite well? Maybe you made a mistake. Anything? Have you ever made a mistake on a tax return and got in trouble? What have you done in your life that you would be okay with them going back and investigating? 20 years, 30 years. How far back are they going to go? When is this going to end? It's not going to end. And they're going to break everyone that's ever been around the president. It is unlike anything I have ever seen in my life. Congress is the cartel, threatening people. People that, you know, they're not you, but they are you. They live in a, you know, in a different world than you. They're not smack dab in the middle of the nation in rural America, but they're just people. Are you willing to stand back and watch this happen to these 81 people? I'm not. So as we talk about socialism, and we look at this, these eight points to make a socialistic state, and you listen to the Democrat right now, the Democrat that are running for president, throwing their hat in the ring. Healthcare is number one. Listen to them. Can we afford that? Oh, yes, we can afford it. How can we afford it? We're already $22 trillion in debt. How are we going to afford that? Well, we'll just lift the debt ceiling. Just print more money. It can't keep going, folks. The second one is poverty. They're not trying to get you out of the poorhouse. They're trying to put you in the poorhouse with the taxes and the regulations and the mandates, and they're doing away with jobs, bringing in cheap labor to replace you. Because once they do that, you want to feed your family. So you're turned to the government, not to God. You're going to turn to the government to feed your family, and then they've got you. Then they've got you. And then it goes on to the debt. They've got to increase it to an unsustainable level. Do you think they've done that? Gun control? It's not about safety, and it says it right here. Right here in Sal Alinsky's book. It says it. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. Not from a robber. Not to go shoot Bambi. To shoot a government official, I guess. I didn't mean it. Well, you know. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Goes back to that poor, that poverty. Education. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen what education has done? We're so stupid that we have to bring in immigrants to do our jobs because we ain't smart enough. How much money are we spending on education? Well, maybe we should cease and desist on that. Then religion. Remove the belief in the God. Have they removed your belief in the God? And class warfare. Oh, my gosh. Hate the rich, Bernie says, as he's got four or five houses of his own and millions of dollars. Hate the rich, Lizzie says, as she's got millions of dollars. Hate the rich, Kamala says. Hate them, hate them, hate them. But we want to be one. As AOC moves $1 million from one fan to the other. We're going to go to Laura in Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Oh, Bethann, you've got me yelling at the radio again.
Are you yelling at me?
No, I'm yelling at the craziness. But you know what? It's, you know, you're sitting there saying, and I agree.
But
all the people in Congress are yelling at the president. But they're all part of
you betcha.
One
every one of them
company.
They're every one
of
them
company. And they just want you to think that they're on the opposite sides, but they're sitting back there and laughing, you know, at how much controversy they're stirring up.
Now
you've
been with me a long time, Laura, and you were with me when it was Derry Brownfield.
Oh yeah.
And you remember when GB Oliver was on the air, I'm certain.
Yeah.
And GB told us that Helen Chenoweth, I believe she was a representative. She was married to Wayne Hage.
Yeah.
And she said, have you figured it out yet, GB? He looked at her, you know. She says, this is just a good old boys club. They're only enemies in front of the camera.
Exactly. It's just like wrestling at the Chase used to be.
But
know?
She was a good one, and she was there. So there are maybe a handful. But well, it's hard to figure out which ones are which, isn't it?
Well, I think Trey Gowdy, he's one of the good guys, I think.
And why did he quit?
Probably because he figured out that it was a scam and a sham, and that he wasn't going to be able to get done what he wanted to get done.
I thought that about Rand,
people
too.
Just,
but yeah,
people
I've been
just
upset
need
him.
To realize that it is one big company. They're all working together, whether they sound like they are or not. But people need to stop contracting with them. And what I mean by that is you need to stop. You know, people don't need driver's license to travel back and forth from your house to the grocery store. Driver's license is a commercial term, and it means that you are driving a person or packages or products for profit. You know, we're not Uber drivers. We're not, you know, we're not UPS, but that's what they want you to think they are with their terminology. And they get us suckered in. You know, I remember when I was 16, I thought, oh, great, I'm going to be able to get a driver's license, you know, not knowing that I'm giving up all my rights, my God-given rights to travel freely by doing that. Just like all these other licenses and registrations that you have to do, they're not telling you all the facts about it. They're not disclosing what you're giving up just to gain a privilege or a benefit from the government. When you're born, your parents are told that they have to give you a birth certificate so that, you know, you're recorded. But what they're doing...
You can't put them on Social Security if you don't get them a security number, too, is birth.
That wasn't even supposed to hang on. That was supposed to be canceled after the end of World War II, but Congress...
Once it's there, it never goes away.
...that they weren't going to put an end date on that.
Yeah.
But we are all human resources for the government
But we're not supposed to be. I'm going to have to rush you here. We're not supposed to be. We're heading into a break. And I do want to get my cease and desist letter out here in the next segment. Laura, thank you so much for all that you do and for your wisdom. 877-895-5410. But when we come back, we're going to read this cease and desist letter. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Cease and desist. That's what the American people should tell Congress. I'm working on that. If anybody's got some ideas, you can send me an email. It's beth@csctalkradio.com. Leave a message on the phone, which is 573-796-2166. The Bill of Rights in full text. Here I have it. Number one, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That would mean like a cross. That would mean like a cross in a cemetery, a war cemetery, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You can petition. Number two, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Even Sal Alinsky knows what that means. No soldier, number three, no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in the time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Number five, now listen to this one. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath of or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons and things to be seized. What about those 81 letters of investigation? Number five, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment or of grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offenses to be twice, but in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself. Well, you know, that's the only amendment that Congress likes. Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Now, if I go through all these, I get worked up each time. We're not going to make it to my cease and desist letter. I guess maybe it's that which is more important, the Bill of Rights or your cease and desist letter. My point is, our founding fathers made it very clear that Congress was restricted. The government was restricted. They're not there to restrict you. We are here to restrict them. They're just here to make things smooth, go smoothly. And they're doing anything but that. So this is a rough draft of my cease and desist. Honorable Speaker of the House, Representative Nancy Pelosi. Honorable Minority Leader, Representative Kevin McCarthy. Honorable Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mitch McConnell. Honorable Senate Minority Leader, Senator Chuck Schumer. For all those who hold an office of honor and servitude to Congress. This is a letter of cease and desist from we the people, the citizens of the United States of America. Your blatant refusal of Constitution and liberty has not gone unnoticed. We the people have now reached a point of intervention, as it has become necessary to remind you of your duties and your oath to the Constitution of the United States and to the people for which it stands. We the people now demand that the coup against this President of the United States be ended forthwith. The money you spend on these fruitless and unlawful investigations is funded by hard-earned dollars of we the people, the taxpayers, the very ones who have positioned you in a seat of service to guard and to protect liberty. We the people now demand that all the plights being plotted against this President of the United States end. These continuing and mounting investigations serve only to politicize, intimidate, and obstruct the duly elected President, as well as to demean the citizens who elected him to the highest office of our land. The latest of 81 letters sent to current and past associates of the President have been issued to intimidate, harass, and break the wills of the livelihoods of innocent citizens. We the people serve you this letter to cease and desist immediately. Let us now remind you that your duties are not to change our way of governing, but to protect our constitutional republic. Your duties are few, and you are at this time ignoring national security. You have allowed the influx of illegal aliens to invade our borders, jeopardizing our land and jobs, as our economy, lives, and homes in danger. National economy. Bringing balance to an out-of-control budget is your job. You have brought this nation to an unsustainable debt. You continue to abuse the money, the purse of we the people. You continue to profit from office while burdening we the people with higher taxes. While our infrastructure is cracking, you speak of a Green New Deal which will do nothing to save a planet but everything to enslave a once free people. Leading by deep state bureaucrats, you continue to allow your appointed bureaucracy to mandate laws and dictate regulations, implement fines, demand licenses against our lands and our beings, taxing us without true and just representation. Our founding father, George Washington, once said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government." Honorable sirs and madams, we the people have now lost our patience with your misconduct, the thieving of our liberty, our time, and our money, as well as your continued disregard for the rule of law and our Constitution, our God-given rights. You deny the crisis at the border, but we declare that the border crisis begins with Congress. You have brought the drugs, the human trafficking, the gangs, the murderers, the rapists to our land for political profit and personal gains. It is all for this reason and more, that we the people stand together and serve this cease and desist letter to to all of Congress. Cease the investigations against this president. Cease the socialist legislating and spending. Cease the deal makings and the political for political profit. Serve the people and the Constitution of the United States in his original intent, or henceforth, resign from the office you have been entrusted and for which now you have given no honor. We the people issue this letter of cease and desist. It is our duty to bring order and liberty back to these United States and power back to we the people, for our God, for life, for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. We the people stand together. We the people stand together to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.